It's hitting over 30 degrees centigrade in the middle of the Norfolk countryside, and the Red Watch crew from Carrow Fire Station are helping to put out haystacks. The sun is beating down on the field near Wroxham as the five firefighters, led by crew manager Lee Spires, pull the stacks apart before dousing them with water. Standing near to the flames is almost unbearable, but add to that sweltering weather conditions and a protective uniform designed to keep the heat from getting in, and in doing so not letting any escape, you really get a sense of what our firefighters are dealing with. It turns out to be a relatively simple fire to contain. The crew are told not to exert themselves too much with a busy shift ahead, but after an hour, the heat makes even the simple jobs harder, and the firefighters are drenched in sweat. It is physically demanding and it is very labour-intensive, said crew manager Spires about field fires. From a brigade point of view, it is very resource-hungry and you are there for a few hours. During their Friday 9am to 6pm shift, there are calls to alarms sounding at a block of flats in the city, which turn out to be an alarm fault, and a fire in the graveyard of St Giles Church, which only requires buckets of water. In between call-outs, the men fit in a quick training session, and as some of them sit down to eat and drink and have a quick rest, the alarm sounds around the station and the men are straight up, into their boots and trousers and into the fire engine in no time. Mr. Spires said, "I can remember the feeling I had when I first joined and wanted that first fire call, but the more you do it, the more you get used to it. On the way back from one job, a call comes in to attend what is believed to be a chemical incident. It could be a potentially dangerous situation. Another wildfire on Mousehold Heath occupies the crew into the last hour of their shift, but they know one more call-out could be on the horizon, which could once again see them finish late in what has been an unrelenting time for the service." They were right. Carrow's rescue boat is required at Reedham, where two people need rescuing from their boat which has got stranded on the Broads. Navigating between the queues of traffic on the A47 and around the tight country bends, you realise the skill and concentration needed to drive the engine, even after a non-stop 8-hour shift. The engine and the rescue boat arrive to find a crowd has gathered along the shore of both sides of the River Yare. There is the added pressure of people watching and recording the rescue, but the two crew members who conduct the rescue remain calm, and the husband and wife are brought safely to shore one at a time. Lee Madley, who has been a firefighter for 3.5 years, said he enjoys the jobs which involve water. He said, "The most dynamic jobs you go to are when someone is in the water. There are associated risks with these incidents. If you go to a good job, it can be really rewarding." The crew is late to finish the shift and return to the station hot and tired. It's a pressured job which can involve dangerous situations and currently dealing with unprecedented call-outs. But the Red Watch crew are a close-knit group who are professional when carrying out their jobs, but don't mind letting rip with the banter and jokes around the station.